This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. In a statement from the White House, President Joe Biden said that he will be announcing more than 500 new sanctions against Russia on Friday. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
To mark Saturday's second anniversary of Russia's unprovoked and brutal attack on Ukraine, its ongoing war of conquest, and for the death of Alexei Navalny, the president's statement said that these sanctions will target individuals connected to Navalny's imprisonment, as well as Russia's financial sector, defense, industrial base, and sanctions evaders across multiple continents. The president's statement also mentioned the imposition of new export restrictions on nearly 100 entities for providing backdoor support for Russia's war machine. The president also directed his team to strengthen support for civil society, independent media, and for those who fight for democracy around the world. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Diplomats gathering at the United Nations headquarters on Friday expressed their support for Ukraine as the two-year anniversary of Russia's invasion approaches. Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, thanked global leaders for standing by Ukraine.
I would like to thank all nations standing by Ukraine physically right now.
Earlier in the day, the 193-member General Assembly met to mark the second anniversary of Moscow's invasion of its neighbor. At that meeting, Switzerland told the world body that it intends to organize a high-level Ukraine peace conference, quote, by the summer. The United Nations has overwhelmingly isolated Russia for its February 24th, 2022 invasion of Ukraine by calling for a, quote, comprehensive, just and lasting peace and demanding Moscow withdraw its troops and stop fighting. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Facing backlash over the IVF ruling, Alabama lawmakers look for a fix. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Lawmakers began scrambling in the wake of a state Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos could be considered children under state law. GOP State Senator Tim Melson, who's a doctor, told station WBMA he wants a solution.
I'm just have a bill that says that a fertilized egg or embryo has potential life. It's not actual life until it's placed in the, or adheres to the uterus.
House Minority Leader Anthony Daniels is a Democrat.
What we're trying to do with this particular law is put the Supreme Court decision, the ruling, on pause. And in putting it on pause, we know what we're trying to clearly help folks understand that a fertilized embryo is not a child.
Former President Donald Trump joined the calls for Alabama lawmakers to act Friday, saying he would strongly support the availability of IVF. I'm Shelley Adler.
German lawmakers have approved a government plan to liberalize rules on cannabis, paving the way for the country to decriminalize limited amounts of marijuana and allow members of, quote, cannabis clubs to buy it for recreational purposes. Parliament's lower house voted on Friday to back the legislation, a prominent reform project of Chancellor Olaf Scholz's socially liberal governing coalition. The health minister said the government's aim is to, quote, fight the black market and better protect young people. He said current laws in the European Union's most populous nation have failed, with consumption rising and increasing problems with contaminated or overly concentrated cannabis. The U.S. Border Patrol releases hundreds of migrants at a bus stop after San Diego runs out of aid money, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Hundreds of migrants were dropped off Friday at a San Diego bus stop instead of a reception center that had been serving as a staging area because it ran out of local funding sooner than expected. The emergency shows how the largest city on the country's southern border is struggling to cope with the unprecedented influx of people. Migrants who previously had a safe place to charge phones, use the bathroom, eat a meal, and arrange to head elsewhere in the U.S. were left on the street. The nonprofit forced to close its doors had received $6 million to operate through March. Other migrant aid groups scrambled to help out as best they could with makeshift arrangements. I'm Norman Hall.
Astronomers have found two previously unknown moons circling Neptune and one around Uranus. The distant tiny moons were spotted using powerful land-based telescopes in Hawaii and Chile. The discovery was announced Friday by the International Astronomical Union's Minor Planet Center. The latest tally puts Neptune at 16 known moons and Uranus at 28. Scientists say the new moon around Uranus is likely the smallest of the planet's moons. One of Neptune's new moons takes around 27 years to complete one lap around the planet. I'm Alexis Strope. VOA News.